All right, things that you can live without because the markups are so stupendous. The markups are so stupendous. This is from MSNBC. The top 10 items. Number 10, with a 40% markup, pre-cut veggies and fruits.
Mm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Somebody peeling your carrots for you, you're paying 40% more than if you did it yourself. Okay.
Does that include the baby carrots, I wonder, in the little bag?
Oh,
You got to be really careful looking at the label there. Are they really baby carrots, or are they just little carrots that...
Yeah, most of the time it's the latter.
Because the taste is a lot different. A baby carrot tastes a lot different than those carrots that are just kind of, you know, shaved. Hotel in-room movies.
Oh, yeah.
200%.
You're not, mm-hmm. You ain't kidding.
Because there's nothing like going there and watching something, movie you could watch at home. 10 to 15 yeah. bucks.
Or you better not watch it at home.
Yeah, that's...
Greeting cards, a 200% markup. I mean, I've always thought...
You mean then, other than making your own?
I was going to say, other than taking a sheet of paper and writing on it with a Sharpie,
and again,
or what?
That's the whole deal, is when they're still young enough to do that and be precious,
mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
When they get to be 16 to 18, they probably need to go ahead and buy the card.
Yeah.
But, you know, up till then, I think you can save money on that.
But, you know, greeting cards are... They've still, in some places, they've still got the cheap greeting cards where you can get them for 99
yeah,
cents.
Yeah, and that makes you feel really good, doesn't it?
But I don't know. Do you ever get a greeting card, birthday card, any kind of card, and look on the back, see how much they spent on it? I've never done that.
I never turn it over to see if it's a Hallmark.
I've never, ever done that, and I'm just as thrilled. You know,
yeah.
You talk about something where it's just the thought that counts.
Yeah.
A greeting card is one of those. So you don't have to spend $8 for a greeting card that has a bunch of bows on it.
What happens if you get a card that's really horrible, though? How do you respond to that? You
go, well, man. I've done that before, too.
I think cards are a total waste of time unless you can find a card that just fits a person.
That's perfect. Uh-huh. Right. I understand. That's and again, let the kiddos do it for as long as they can. Number 7 on the list of yes.
I was going to say, for instance, I believe it was not the most recent birthday, but the year before, there was a puppy on the front. This is a birthday card I gave to Jamie. But it was a dog. It was, you know, like a mutt dog on the front, but it was running, you know, having a big time.
Right.
And on the front it said "Happy Birthday." And you open it up and said "Party like somebody left the gate open."
Oh, so, I like that. That's good. Yeah,
and it fit perfectly.
That works.
You know.
Yeah. All right, number 7, wine with a 300% markup.
So you're supposed to make your own?
Yeah.
I believe that's illegal in some parts.
The list is don't. The things
you make
not,
your own wine. When you start making your own mash, we got a problem. So.
The thing says things not to buy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. You pay $5 wholesale for a bottle. Customer gets charged $25 for the same bottle. Okay. Coffee. Coffee's a 300% markup.
Well, now you've gone to meddling.
Yeah, see?
I just want you to know that.
Well, no, I think this means if you go out there.
Oh, yeah, if you go and you let somebody pour it for you.
I'm not saying you got a real bargain going on right there, but nonetheless.
If you do the math compared to what, you know, you go to any coffee place, if you do the math on what you paid for that coffee, okay, if it's a 16-ounce cup, and let's say, you know, let's talk in round numbers, you paid $2 for it. Oh, my goodness. I mean, literally, it is. It's pennies a cup when you drink it at home.
And the idea now is, okay, what can you do without? Okay, and as we move to the top 5, what can you do without? Number 5, mini bar.
Oh, at the hotel?
Yeah, how about a 1,300% markup on gummy bears? do you have to?
Well, and now, I mean, and I've never stayed, to my knowledge, I've not stayed in a hotel room that had a mini bar like this. And I guess now it's even a misnomer just to call it a mini bar because they have any number of things available.
Right.
But the weight sensors.
Oh, true. Very true.
Oh,
I have done that.
I've not. Well, I can't afford a hotel like you know, at the Harry Johnson, we don't have them.
All right,
nor a shoeshine buffer.
Okay,
especially with different colors.
I opened up the mini bar, okay? And of course, I pulled
it.
No, it's not. Oh, believe me. No, it's far more subtle than that.
Come and take your wallet out of your pocket
exactly.
For you?
Within 9 seconds, you hear.
Well, that's it. I reached
Hello,
in.
Mr. DeLuca. We noticed you had to help yourself to the in-room minibar. Is there anything we can add to it to or replenish it with to make your stay more comfortable?
I reached in to get ginger ale, I'm sure. And and as I pull it out, you just hear a little beep.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
it's done. You might as well crack it open and savor it.
As it crossed the threshold, and I'm looking at this $17 bottle of
ginger ale.
Ginger ale. And I'm going, okay, fine. So
Exactly. Now we have many bars that are constructed by the CIA.
Yeah. They know. And you're right. They could have been knocking on the door in any minute. But no, nonetheless, I called down to the front desk, and they said, no, it's fine.
Did you really?
Because I wasn't going to pay $17 for the chair. What do you want? Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I'd much rather admit this to a person working behind the desk and the 22 people who are listening this morning. Go ahead and tell that.
I can assure you there's more than 22 people listening, and it's so out of character for you. Yeah, that's what's funny. I don't begrudge anybody that would do that, but it's very out of character for you.
Yeah, anyway, but I did. All right, number four, with a markup of anywhere from 200% to 3,000%, brand name drugs.
Ah.
Yeah.
My gosh, yes.
Ask you if you want the generic, the generic.
Some estimates put the markup of brand name drugs at 600,000%.
Oh, God.
When you talk about the cost of the active ingredient in there, in addition to, you know, the fillers that they have.
And some of them don't make generic, and you're just caught.
Well, and again,
And we're just talking prescription. If you have the opportunity, you know, right now, I'm living on allergy meds.
All right.
Over-the-counter allergy meds. And the difference between, and again, pay attention to the active ingredient, the difference between buying the name brand, which not that long ago, that was the only one you could get. Mm-hmm. And I guess their patent expired or whatever it was, and it became an open market, and now there are store brand versions of this, and it's amazing how cheap they have gotten.
Certainly. And again, understand it's the company. There probably ought to be more drug companies. That probably would help. But, you know, they have to have R&D paid for future drugs, and so they do that based on the profits that they make of the drugs they have on the market. All right, number three, at a markup of 1,275%, movie popcorn.
Tom, there you go.
I'm just saying.
Well,
when you stop off just to get a bag for the drive, look how much you're paying for it. How much more could you have gotten if you had just gotten the stuff at the store?
Right. Could have stopped at Sam's and gotten the 14-pound bag there.
Yeah.
All right, number two.
Or stopped in at Duke and Ayers, you know, they'd probably pop it somewhere.
That's right. Two, at a markup of 4,000%, bottled water.
Duh.
And number one, markup of 6,000%.
What? Air?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Perrier.
Text messages.
What?
According to a story in the Chicago Tribune, outgoing 160-character text messages on a cell phone typically cost users 20 cents, while it only cost the carrier 3/10 of a cent to process that. Thus,
well, yeah, if you're paying for your text messages.
And that's the other thing.
If you're paying 20 cents a message.
Who's still doing that? Is anybody still doing that?
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully your teenager's not, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because you're on your fourth mortgage if they are.
Yeah, that OMG just cost you a bunch.